AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In 16 states and one territory, it's Super Tuesday. The primaries don't have as much at stake. President Biden leads the Democratic field, Donald Trump the Republicans. 30-year-old Ashley Hunt in North Carolina voted for President Biden.
Pretty indifferent. I've always been a Democrat, but I'm a little bit ready for some new change. But I trust him. I think he can make it another term. I'm just, you know, being a little younger, I am ready for someone younger to be in office, but it is what it is.
Joseph Hudson voted in Tennessee.
I voted for Trump, and I think he'll make a strong president again, as long as he stays focused and does not become vengeful.
In Arizona, independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema says she will not run for another term.
It's all or nothing. The outcome, less important than beating the other guy. The only political victories that matter these days are symbolic. Attacking your opponents on cable news or social media. Compromise is a dirty word. We've arrived at that crossroad, and we chose anger and division.
Sinema's estrangement from the Democratic Party left her politically homeless and without a clear path to re-election. President Biden announced a rule to cap all credit card late fees.
With the announcement of this new rule, late fees are now going down to $8. $8. Instead of the current average of $32 late fee payments.
The president says the current late fees are generating five times more money than what it costs credit card companies to collect late payments. Egyptian officials say 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages has failed to achieve a breakthrough. Ukraine claims it has sunk another Russian warship in the Black Sea using high-tech sea drones as Ukrainian forces take aim at targets well behind the war's front line. Russian authorities did not confirm the claim, and the Ukrainian claim could not be immediately verified. This is AP News. Six people were arrested accused of illegally importing goose and duck intestines from China.
In some cases, hiding them under packaged rattlesnakes or mislabeling them as pet grooming products like nail clippers on custom forms, that according to federal officials. The scheme, which also included illegal imports of duck blood and hawthorn fruit, involved transporting the restricted items from China to California and then on to New York, where they were sold to customers, including restaurants. Federal law prohibits importing any raw poultry products from China. Julie Walker, New York.
Virginia's Liberty University has agreed to pay an unprecedented $14 million government fine for the Christian school's failure to disclose information about crimes on its campus and for its treatment of sexual assault survivors. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.